Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right, all right. This is Elder G. Bazaar down here in Bristol, Tennessee at the Household of Faith Church of God. We're down here, and we're going to be preaching the Word of God from the Household of Faith. Pastor Jacqueline Nufflin is the pastor. I'm in her study right now, and we're going to get into the Word of God. And I'm so glad to have Brother Tim Jackson with me from Dallas, somewhere around in Dallas, Texas. I know he's down there, and he's going to be my backup, and I'm going to be his backup on the Word of God. We're going to be able to go over some things that we have been going over to rehearse ourselves, amen, to let you know what's going on in our world today and what's going on with the church today, what's going on with the end time eschatology. We're going to be talking about Revelation, which is we're almost about to enter into Revelation. Of course, a lot of people don't believe it. A lot of people won't accept it. A lot of people are trying to deny it. They're trying to ride over it and act like it ain't going to happen, but it's going to happen just like God said it's going to happen. Nobody can change it. I'm not, and no demon in hell can change it. But we are here today to read the Word of God, express the Word of God, explain the Word of God, and glorify the Word of God, because through that, amen, men can be saved. We're not preaching ideology. We're not preaching some false doctrine. We're preaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that died on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. God manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory. He's coming back again to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, if you haven't been sanctified, if you haven't been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will be left here at the time of the rapture, and you will have to face the Antichrist and go through the tribulation. And we want you to understand that we didn't make this up. We didn't gander it up. And we're going to let you know that what the Word of God says. It's a pleasure to be with you. I love you all out there that's listening. My main goal is to convince the human soul that you need a Savior. You need a Savior. You need a Savior to escape the damnations of hell. Except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ told Nicodemus that 2,000 years ago, and it still stands. It will stand through eternity. There is no working your way to heaven. There's no being rich going to heaven. There's no being poor going to heaven. There's nobody can take Jesus' place to help you go to heaven. Nobody but Christ. So what we're going to do today, we're going to have prayer, and I'm going to give Brother Tim to get a few words and start us off, whatever's on his mind, whatever's on his spirit, whatever part of the Word he want to come from. That's what we're going to talk about, because we got a lot to talk about. Because time is short, the day is far spent, and the sun is going down. Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour, this minute, this second, thanking you for your love and for your mercy. We ask you right now, use our lips of clay. Let us hide behind the cross of Christ. Let the world know that you are Jesus Christ. We're here to lift you up, because you said, if Jesus Christ be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And we ask you right now, as we go into this study, we'll stay in the Word, and that we'll abide by the Word, and that we'll proclaim the Word, and that we'll explain the Word. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to say church. Let's say amen. Amen. Brother Tim.
Amen, doctor. Amen.
Amen.
Let
you have the sermon. Go ahead.
Amen, doctor. It is good to be back. Amen. It's nice and warm here in Texas. Amen. We're preparing for hopefully bracing for the winter. Amen. We're not looking forward to it, but we ain't got no choice. Amen. Amen. So, brother, it's good to be back. Amen. It's good to be here on the air with you. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Our goal is to win as many souls for the Heavenly Father. And I am so happy to just say that it seems like the whole believing Christian community is coming together in one direction and preaching the return of Christ and getting the church ready for the return of Christ. Me and my wife were just riding just yesterday, and we passed by this church on the other side of town, and the sign said, Christ is coming soon. Amen. So it seems like the believing community is moving forward, the leadership, the churches, amen, which Christ gave the message to John to warn the church, to warn the body of Christ, to look for Christ's return, amen. We're supposed to be looking for him every single day of our lives. We live our lives as if Christ is coming back today, amen. So I am grateful to see that message is going forth. I'm seeing more and more people who are starting up their own ministries, or maybe they've been having their ministry, but they're spreading that word. They're spreading that message of salvation and love, and that's what it's about. Amen.
That's
we love everyone. We love, amen, doctor. Amen. We love the brothers and sisters in Christ. We love the lost. Amen. We love everybody. We don't want to see nobody lost, and this is why we put the work in to spread the gospel. Amen. To teach the word, because we know what is coming. Amen. We know what is coming. And I couldn't help last night think about those locusts and how they will sting men for 5 months. And men will seek death and cannot find it. Death will flee. Amen. And whatever you try to do to yourself to rid yourself of your life, you won't die. Amen. If
you
put a gun to your head, if you stand in front of a train, if you jump off a building, amen, no matter what you do, the Bible says that you won't die. That's what the word says. Amen. I know I don't like pain, doctor, and I know you don't like pain. And I tell people one of the worst things to me is to have a sore throat. I can't stand having a sore throat. That's like the worst thing to deal with, because you just can't escape it. Amen. But to imagine being stung by something that feels like scorpions continuously, my gosh, that ought to make you want to repent right there. Amen. But
amen.
People's heart will be so hardened. Their heart is so hardened that they won't repent. Curse God. Amen. Blaspheme God.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd rather blaspheme God than to just simply repent to stop the pain and suffering. But that just goes to show you the type of world and the mindset of men. We see it in the world today where men are just taking lives without a thought. They take lives. They don't care who they hurt, who they harm, who they get over on, who they steal. They lie and cheat. Amen. We have officials that are just lying to the people out here about what's going on in the world. They know what's going on. They're just constantly lying and deceiving men. And that's their job. They just want to deceive people. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. This is why we have to get ready for the return of Christ. This is why we have to continue to push the message, amen, and to share the word with the world, amen. Why? Because men don't care, amen. They have sold their soul. They have sold out against the Most High God. And it is our job to preach the gospel, to preach the word, amen, and to spread the holy word, amen, to prepare the church to get ready for our Lord and Savior, and we want to continue to do so until either he calls us home or until he returns, if he returns in our lifetime, amen. But we believe that the hour is drawing near based on things that are happening, amen. We continually see volcanoes just taking over cities and erupting. Floods are just continuously happening. All the tragedies around the world just continuing to happen. We see this pandemic, how it's affected our economy, and how it's affected people individually. People are leaving their jobs in record numbers. People are quitting their jobs. People are just in a rebellious state. People are saying we're not taking this demand that the government has put out here on the people, this jab. Amen. And I'm not judging anyone. Amen. If you want to take it, amen, I'm not judging you. I'm not saying to or not to. Amen. As for me, I know the decision that I have made. Amen. But I think I have a problem when someone tries to mandate what you should do with your body. I believe that should be your choice to do what you want to do. Just like they give people, I'm not for abortions, but if you want to, if you, that's your choice, if that's what you want to do, amen. So if they get that choice, then we should get the choice to say whether or not we want to accept that or not, amen. So again, amen, our job is to prepare you for the return of Christ and to get you ready for the glorious heaven, amen. That's what I look forward to, brother. Amen. I look forward to walking on streets of gold and meeting all the angels in heaven. Amen. You will live for all eternity. So no matter how many angels in heaven, you will have more than enough time. Amen. You have all eternity to meet every angel, every saint, to enjoy the glory of heaven. It's going to be so beautiful. Heaven is going to be ongoing for all eternity. Amen. You can walk around for millions and millions and billions and trillions,
amen,
of what would be years. But we know that there is no time in eternity. So we will exist for all eternity. Lord have mercy. And you still can't wrap your mind around that. Amen. Brother, I talked to one of my classmates, one of my brothers, amen, the other day. And it was strange to say, man, you remember 30 years ago? Amen. Amen. It's hard to fathom saying that, man, God has blessed me to be an adult 30-plus years ago. Amen. That's hard to fathom. Just think about, wow, 30 and 40 years ago, God blessed us to live all this time. Amen. When others have gone on, amen, I share with you how we lost a classmate just the other morning. Just the other morning, we lost a classmate, amen, to this pandemic. It was a huge shock. I had friends contacting me and communicating with me about, you know, this friend. About, he was a good friend, a good brother. We enjoyed him, amen. We just couldn't believe that he was gone so soon and so young, amen, not even 50 years old, and he's left this world, amen. We just never know the day nor the hour when the Most High may call us home. That's why it's important that we get ready. We don't have time. Amen. Amen. But we've been talking about this for the past couple weeks. Amen. Time is up. Amen.
Time's
heaven
up.
Or hell in the lake of fire. It's time out. It's time to get ready for the return of Christ. He can call you home this week. We don't know. Amen. I don't know if I'll be back on the air next week. He may call me home. Amen. I don't know. But I'm grateful for the time that he has blessed me to be here. I'm going to do his will until he calls me home or until I am here until he returns. Amen. So, brother, amen, that is the word. Amen. I want to share that. I'm going to turn it back over to you. That's my introduction. Is that we want to get ready. We want to get you prepared because I'm excited, amen, because Paul said that I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard what God has prepared for what? For them that love him. Amen. Brother, I know you love God Almighty. I love God Almighty. Amen. I know the saints that you're around, they love God Almighty, and we are just excited. It is an excited time to be alive. It's an exciting time to be a saint and a child of the Most High God. It's always exciting to be a child of the Most High God. But the reason I say that is because it's a huge possibility, brother, that we may get to witness our Lord and Savior returning to this earth to get the church. Amen. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited for those who are out there who are listening. And they are ready also as well. So, brother, with that being said, I'm going to get ready to turn it back over to you. But I just thank you for that word. Just want to share that. That's what my heart and my mind is to continue to get the church prepared. Amen. For the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Kemp. Thank you for the word. We can't get enough of God's word because God's word is true. It's true all the way around. I'm excited. I'm so excited, and I can't stop what I'm doing. I can't stop it. I can't stop now. I got to keep moving. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever I go, if I got the opportunity to preach the gospel, brother, I'm telling, because I'm going to tell you one thing like I told you not too long ago, and I'll repeat it over. You don't want to go to hell. You don't. Seriously. And I know people today say, well, I wish you wouldn't talk too much about hell because, you know, I get kind of afraid because I don't like that word hell. I say, well, if you don't like that word hell, you ought to do something about it. Amen. You need a cleanup. Amen. You need your soul to be saved from sin because sin is what condemns you. Sin is what makes you feel like you're guilty and that you know you're guilty. And you know that if you try to present yourself before God right now, that you would be lost. Woo, my God, you don't want to be lost. I tell you again, don't go to hell. Jesus Christ himself, the Son of the living God, and I said it before, he spoke more on hell. Jesus did. Jesus spoke more on hell than he did about heaven. Now, that ought to tell the world. That ought to tell the preachers. That ought to tell the deacons and the sisters and the choir members. That ought to tell the teenagers. That ought to tell everybody. Jesus warned the world more about hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because if you go to hell, you are going to regret that you was ever born. You may be having fun now. You may be jamming all the way around the clock. You may be having a whole lot of things going on in your life. But if you neglect your soul, if you refuse to come to Jesus Christ after he done came all the way down from heaven to a dying world, and today the world is dying. It's dying every minute. Babies are dying. Grown-ups are dying. Old folks are dying. Men in prisons are dying. Men on the battlefield are dying. They're dying. They're dying. And the world is saying, no, it ain't going to happen. It's too far away. Well, let me tell you, I believe right now man is about 100 years behind of the return of Jesus Christ. Some people think it's going to be 50. Some think it's going to be 20. Some think it's going to be 5. But let me tell you, you ought to know. You ought to read your Bible, sister. You ought to read your scripture, sister. You ought to read your Bible, brother, and see what God has told us and warned us what would exactly happen before he comes back. Think on that. Before he comes back, Jesus warned us all through the Old Testament, and he warned us in the New Testament. He said, before I come back, one of the most unique, the most extravagant events that will get the world attention is the return of the Jewish people back in the land, back in the land. That's one of the most unique prophecies that says that before Jesus Christ come back, the Jews have to become a nation. The Jews have to come back in the land. The Jews have to build the temple. The Jews have to get the red heifer. The Jews have to get the Ark of the Covenant. The Jews have to get that before you can ever think about how soon he's going to return. And guess what? All this is in the fulfill of prophecy right now. Right now. It is going on. The Jews are waiting for what? They're waiting for the moment that they can get the permission from the government, from the European Common Market, to reestablish the third temple. The third temple must be rebuilt or in preparation to be rebuilt before Jesus Christ comes. We know that Jesus Christ is coming, but before Jesus Christ comes, the Antichrist must arrive first. The Antichrist must be alive today, full grown, ready to come on the scene. Come on the scene, brothers and sisters. This is not 1849. It's not 1949. It's not 2005. It's 2021. We're going into 2022. This generation ends in 2029. This generation starts in 1948. Now, get this, you got to understand. God got a time schedule, and God has never missed his schedule. He may not come when you want it. He may not come when you want it or think when he's coming, but he is always on time. He ain't never missed 1 second of what he said that was going to happen before he come back. The first thing, as I said, nation of Israel became a nation in 1948, and she has been a nation for the last 73 years. She's got another 7 years to fulfill the 80 years that's fulfilled a complete generation. This generation ends in 2029, so you got about 7 to 8 years left before 2029, and in between that 2029 and 1948, there is a 7-year period of tribulation. Do you understand what I'm saying? 7 years has to be fulfilled before Christ comes with the church. Oh, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about Jesus Christ comes after the church at the time of the beginning of the tribulation period. That is called the rapture. The rapture, the translation, the catching up, the removal of God's people from the earth. God's people have been on the earth since, what, 34 A.D. on the day of Pentecost. What you talking about? I'm talking about the day of Pentecost, the church was born. And ever since then, men, boys and girls, drunkards, liars, cheats, whoremongers have received Jesus Christ in their life since that time. And now we're at the end of the last church age. What is the last church age? Laodiceans. The Laodiceans was the hypocritical, backbiting, slip-sliding church folks, huh, that goes to church but don't know nothing about the regeneration and the new birth and the redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't claim the cross. They claim everything else, but they won't claim the blood of Jesus Christ, the one that was crucified. He was nailed. Good God Almighty. He was hung high. He was stretched wide. And they tell me they stretched him from the east to the west, and the west met the east and said, what are we going to do now? Woo, the creator, the maker, the designer, the great I am, became man, M-A-N, born of a Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate. Took up on Golgotha's hill. Stopped by the Garden of Gethsemane and made a plea. What was the plea? The plea was, Father, 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 let this cup pass from me. And you said, right. What would you think? Jesus was saying, if there's another avenue, if there's another detour, if there's another roadblock, if there's another side turn, if I can take that turn, if it's possible, then I could take that turn so that I won't have to suffer like this. Oh, my God. Okay. The world don't know how much Jesus suffered for my sin. People don't know how much Jesus suffered for their sin. He suffered. He took the sin of the whole round world.
Amen.
Heaven looked down, dirty, conniving, sneaky, backbiting, hypocrite sin that you could commit. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and fell on his knees and prayed for an hour and said, Lord, find another way. And the Father said, not my will. Jesus talking to himself. Good God, how could Jesus talk to himself? Well, Jesus Christ was God Almighty, one, not two, not three. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all in one. Different office, different position, but same God. Talked to himself and said, not my will, but your will be done. And what God was saying, the only way. Good God Almighty, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. This is the only way. This is the only way. This is the only way that man could be saved. There is no other religion, no other occult, no other denomination, no other way that man could be born again but by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm saying. Given unto heaven, whereby men can be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, for at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Don't you know? Yes. Don't you know? You see what I'm saying? If Jesus Christ wouldn't have went to the cross, Brother Bazaar would have to light a match right now. Have to light a match right now and get a whole lot of wood and get a whole lot of kindling and get a whole lot of coal and go on to hell, because that's where I would be headed if it wasn't for the love of God that passes all understanding. Because I was born in sin. I was shaped in iniquity. Did my mother conceive me? And I had nobody to take my place. I couldn't take my own place. My mama couldn't take my place. My daddy couldn't take my place. My best friend couldn't take my place. No prophet in the Bible could take my place. No angel in heaven could take my place. No man, none in heaven or in earth, could die on the cross like Jesus done. And that's why Jesus said his only begotten son, because he only got one son, and that son did the job, and the world is saying today. Well, I'm a little too young to get saved. I got a whole lot of things to do.
That's right.
When you get in your teenage years, you say, man, I'm too strong to be worried about a God now. Man, look at my boutique. Look how I walk, man. I'm strong now. I won't need a savior. That's when you're young. Because from the age of 13 to 22, you go insane. Some people go insane because, number one, they discard God. They don't want God. They don't want. And from 21 to about 40, you begin to think a little bit and say, well, I'm still doing good. So right now I got some plans to do. I got plans to go to college. I got plans to buy a house. I got plans to build, get married. I got plans to be a great movie star. You got so many plans in life, you're forgetting the one dire thing that you need to do. You need to repent and turn to the Almighty God. But the devil has gone out into the world because he's a prince power there. He's a strong little demon. He's a strong little diabolical fallen angel. And he's convincing men today that it's not necessary to have salvation through Jesus Christ because you can get to heaven off of your own works. Well, that's a lying wonder. You can't work your way to heaven. Cry your way to heaven. You can't pay your way to heaven. You can't have the right color skin and go to heaven. You got to go to heaven only one way. And that way is Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can go to the Father unless you come by me. My friends, let me tell you tonight. Let me tell you this evening. This is the last generation that we're living in. This is the last one. Ain't nothing after me. Amen. Look at our generation. Take a good look at it. If I could pick you in an airplane and fly you over America, just America, I can go over other countries, and fly and open up every household and let you look inside every household, every street corner, every whorehouse, every low-down, rotten place that you can think of. And I know a lot of places look clean. A lot of places look real clean, but they're dirty underneath. Ooh, everything that look good don't mean it's good. Come on, church.
Amen.
Come on, church. You know how beauty can deceive people. That's what got Satan in trouble. He thought he was so cute. Thought he was so magnificent. Had the wings like no other angel had. He thought he was the head of the it. He thought he was a noun and now. He looked in himself with reflection and saw himself. You know what he said? He said, man, shoot. I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to dethrone Elohim. I'm going to dethrone Jehovah. Oh, by the way, he don't like no names given to Christ. He said, I don't care nothing for this Jehovah and Yeshua. I can't stand the name of Jesus because I know when you say the name of Jesus, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the Son of the Living God. And let me tell you, the devil knows who Jesus is. He's the Son of the Living God, which means he is God manifested in the flesh. And if you don't believe me, go to the graveyard. Look at that man that has 6,000 demons in him. And Jesus came by with his might, magnificent self, and looked at the demons, and the demons saw Jesus. He said, oh, Son of God, you coming to torment us before our time. Our time is not yet. And Jesus asked, what's your name? He said, my name is Legion, meaning many demons was in the man. Many demons, 6,000 demons. In the man that gave him super strength, and there is demonology. There are evil spirits in the
That's
air,
right.
floating around and flying around. They'll fly in the church. They'll fly in your house. They'll fly in your car. They'll fly anywhere. They can cause confusion and strife and murder and debate. And guess what they're doing? They're doing the same thing they did 6,000, 7,000. 8,000, whatever you say, I'll say 6,000 years ago. These are ancient spirits that's floating around in the air, and they are missing crew, and they don't care. Brother Tim said, they don't care about nobody. They don't care about They don't care about your nationality. They don't care if you're rich. They don't care if you're poor, because his main thing for Satan is to do is to rob, kill, and destroy. All he can do. And he can destroy you through sex. He can destroy you through drugs. He can destroy you through drinking. He can destroy you for pride. He can destroy you for anything opposite of God, because he is a destructive individual that's destroying and damning people's souls. And the church folks is taking casually, but he's nobody to fool with. He's nobody to fool with. And the only way you can defeat the devil, and I know what I'm talking about, and I didn't go to no theology school to learn this. I don't have no plaques up on my wall saying that I had 4 years of theology study. No. I read my Bible. I study my Bible. I pray for the scriptures. I ask God himself through the Holy Spirit, teach me, make me, mold me what you want me to be. Let me preach the word, unadulterated word of God. Let me not be afraid of the demons that's floating around on this planet right now, and it's coming to a close. The last generation. The generation in which Christ will come. We got about 7 years, 8 years left before 2030. And guess what? The 7 year tribulation is, we are stepping on it right now. Right now. We're stepping on it. I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim in 1 second. But I want to let you know, what is the sign the Jews returning to Jerusalem and the temple? The next side that we're already working with, we're working with this coronavirus. And everybody said, oh, is this the mob? Is this the mob? Well, let me tell you, this coronavirus and this shot, this vaccination, is not the mark of the beast. It's not.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you what it is. It is a camouflage. It is a sabotage. It is a type and shadow. It is a symbol of the common mark of the beast.
Ooh.
What they're doing, they're programming people now by this coronavirus to say that if you don't get the shot, you're going to die. Well, I ain't got nothing against if somebody want to get it, but I'm going to die. I'm going to die. But I ain't going to die with a man-made vaccination. Because after they get the shot.
That's right.
Then you got to get a boost. Then you got to get another boost. Well, how much boost did you have to give me to keep me alive? Because God himself is keeping me alive.
Amen.
And no diseases is going to come up on me unaware. If God don't permit it, it ain't going to happen. You see,
that's right.
I got a job to do. And God is not going to let me go unprotected to preach the gospel. Wherever he send me, I'm going. I'm going. If you go to a football game and you say, I'm going, you're going. Jesus Christ told me to preach the gospel what? To the world, everywhere. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to lay home, lay sick. Like I'm sick because my nose is running and think I got the coronavirus. This coronavirus ain't nothing compared to the diseases that's going to strike this earth pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because in the book of Revelation, there are plagues, there are bowls, and there are seven claps of thunder. And during the tribulation, it's going to be hell on earth.
That's right.
Before that comes, you know what's going to happen? Jesus Christ is getting ready to rapture the church.
Right.
Because the world can't take too much of this.
Mm-mm.
The church is saying, are we going to go through the rapture? Are we going to go through the tribulation period? Well, the church will not go through the tribulation period. The church has already had its persecution for 2,000 years. 2,000 years.
That's right.
The devil has tried to destroy the church of the living God. And
that's
the church
right.
is not the name of the building. The church is the body of Christ, sanctified ones that have been saved by the grace of God and walking in the Spirit and talking in the Spirit and loving in the Spirit and rejoicing in the Spirit and don't mind getting up on Sunday morning saying, Lord, I'm going to the house of God and I'm going to go out there and praise your name because I know what the devil hates. He hates for me to praise your name and lift your name up. He wants his name lifted up.
Right.
And that's what some of the churches are doing. They're lifting the name of Satan up. They lifting up, oh, how big they are, how sophisticated they are, what kind of car they driving. Oh, I'm this and I'm that. And look what you got on and what you ain't got on and look what you say and look what you doing. And the church is not for that. It's not an entertain public.
Come on, doctor.
Entertain center. The church is for you to meet him in a building, to worship him, study his word, learn his word, live his word, and tell somebody else about this power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you ain't telling nobody about the love of Jesus Christ, I wonder what kind of salvation you got. I wonder what kind of salvation you got. You talking about you love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And you up there hating your brother, hating your sister, and resenting your sister. And here we now, living in the final moment before the trumpets blow. Then after the trumpets blow, they tell me that great, long time coming Antichrist will come on the scene. And the world is in a, such a condition now because the Republicans have failed, the Democrats have failed, the independents have failed, and all the world governments have failed God because they have put God out of the government. They have shoved him out the back door. And they're telling the world, we can do this ourselves. And guess what?
That's
they're
right.
They're messing it up. They don't even have prayer in the government no more. They don't even open the Bible and read the scripture out of the Bible and give God the glory and ask God to give them the direction to know how to run this company, run this country. And guess what? Everybody got their own religion. Some people got backyard religion. Some people got the front yard religion. Some people got side religion. And they have their own personal religion. But I thank God that I don't have no religion. I have a relationship.
That's
right,
amen.
The Son of the Living God. I have a relationship with the one that was by furnace. I have a relationship with the one that stopped the lion's den. I have a relationship with the one that stopped the moon and the sun didn't go down. I have a relationship with the one that brought the Israel out of Egypt. I have a relationship that Apostle Paul said, nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is found in Christ Jesus. I have a relationship with the great I am. I have the relationship with the burning bush. I have a relationship with the splitting of the water. I have a relationship with the Ark of the Covenant, because the covenant is where God dwells in the wilderness, but now he don't dwell in the wilderness. He came out of the wilderness and went to the cross, and after the cross, he went to the grave, and after the grave, he got up out of the grave on the third day morning. And since he got up, and now he can live in me. And now this life that I now live is not I that liveth it, but Christ that liveth in me. My friends, as I get ready to turn it over to Brother Tim Jackson, I want you to know this is the last generation. This is the last generation that I will see. And what we're doing now, we're trying to tell you, get ready. It may seem like to you it's a far off judgment, but it's right on us. We're standing on the beginning of the tribulation period, the seventh week that was spoken by Daniel the prophet. And Jesus Christ has made a way that we can escape the wrath of God during the tribulation. After the rapture of the church, the Antichrist will come, and he will suggest that the temple be rebuilt. He will suggest that the calf and the gold, the red heifer will be sacrificed and use the ashes for sanctifying the temple. They are going to rebuild it in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will become the capital of the world. Jerusalem is the place where Jesus was born. Jerusalem is the place where he healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out devils. Jerusalem is the place where Jesus Christ died. And Jesus Christ went down in the grave in Jerusalem. He went down and on the third day morning got up in Jerusalem. And he went on back to heaven and said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And if Jesus Christ is not coming back, then I'm the biggest liar that ever walked the face of the earth. And if Jesus Christ told me, you calling Jesus Christ a liar. And I tell you one thing, you in a sad state if you think that God is going to let this world go on too much longer. It's time for the church to wake up. It's time for the preachers to wake up. It's time for the lay members to wake up. It's time for people to quit playing with God and turning him, haul him around. He's not nobody to play with. And the nation of this generation is playing with God. And God is a little upset. I know he is. I ain't been here for about 76 years. And God's been here throughout eternity. And he done took 6,000 years of man rebelling against him. I know he's tired. But yet still his mercy endureth forever. This year, tribulation period, and I'm going to give it to Brother Jackson. This tribulation period will do one thing. It would influx demons to come to this earth. When the church is removed, it's going to influx demons to come to this earth and rule this earth for 7 years through the Antichrist. The demon will have priority over men's souls because men's souls rejected Jesus Christ. As the brother said, there's a group of angels in the 9th chapter of Revelation that's going to be opened out of the bottomless pit. And this pit will open up, and when they open up, these demons will come out. These scorpions will sting men that they want to die. And people want to die now. Suicide is up. Homosexual is up. Lying is up. Drinking is up. Whoremongering is up. Adultery is up. Everything is coming up out the ground. Demons are working in nighttime, 24/7, 365 a year. Every day, every minute, sick of destroying souls of men. If I was you, I wouldn't worry about this corona. I'd be worried about my soul. And that's the Lord. Lord, am I right with you? Do I know you? Have I accepted you, really accepted you as my Lord and Savior? Has my life been changed? I'd be worried about that more than anything. And people today worry about little old corona that was man-made by a rich man called Bill Gates. Got the corona to destroy and eliminate people who catches it so he can replenish the earth with his billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. He's buying up the land in the United States. And people sitting around talking about, oh, Bill Gates is the one that got this. Well, he got it because it's decontaminated. And I ain't letting no man-made vaccination put that in my body. And I don't hate nobody. I don't resent nobody who got it. But I'm trusting only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you right now, my friends, all that you see today, all the killing is what? It is the end time. It is close than a natural man can even think. Christ is actually getting ready to rapture the church in a moment or twinkling of an eye. Brother, you go ahead. Work with it.
Awesome word, Doctor. I enjoyed it. Amen. I'm just listening to you. Amen. That's pretty tough right there, Doctor.
That's
tough. A good word. Good word, man. That's some good word. Amen.
Good talk.
And the church, amen. We want the church to know, amen. We want the church to come on, amen. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your enemies, amen. Listen to this word, amen. Spread the word yourself, amen.
Spread the word.
Listen to what we're saying. Read the Bible, amen. You have the same ability. But spread the word, amen. If you don't know nothing else, tell them that Christ is on his way back. Amen. He'll be back in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we don't have time to play. We don't have time no more. Amen. All that you didn't get to do, oh, well. Amen. Amen. But you better get ready. I'll tell you that right now. It's time to get ready. Amen. That was an awesome word. Amen. I like what the brother said. He said people have their own religion. Amen. That's it. That's what this new world religion is about to be about. Amen. It's already happening. Right here before our eyes, a one world religion is already happening. Do you. That's what it's saying. Do you. Do what you want to do. Amen. Be your own God. That's what they want you to think. Amen. They are fooling you. Amen. That's what Lucifer does.
Amen.
He's a liar and a deceiver. He's deceiving you, and he is definitely lying to you. Amen. Don't think for a second, amen, that this world is going to go on and the sin of this world is going to go unpunished. The people that have committed sin and think that they've gotten away with it behind closed doors, they got millions and billions of dollars, and they're behind so much evil stuff that's going on in the world, that's sex trafficking, child trafficking, pornography, field slaving people, sex slaving people. You ought to see how they do the women in third world countries. They kidnapping the women, tricking them and making them believe that we got jobs for you over here. And then women go over to other countries, they enslave them and make them sex slaves and prostitutes. Them people ain't getting away with that. The government knows that stuff is going on. They let it go on because it brings in money to their country. Amen. Because these women out here working for sex, and they're bringing thousands and thousands of dollars to the economy. Amen. And the people are making that money. People are spending that money on these women. Amen. But these women are the ones that's suffering. These teenage girls and children, they're the ones that's suffering. But you think God is going to turn a blind eye to that? Man, that's what the lake of fire, amen, is for. It was originally created for Lucifer and his angel. But because man has become so wicked and sinful and have turned their backs on the Most High God, you can rest assured and believe there is a day of judgment that's coming. Woo! Amen. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. If you think of one, the people that are out here, as I said, that's in politics, that's lying, that's cheating, stealing, raping, molesting, beating people. I don't care if they're military people. I don't care if they're police officers. I don't care if they're judges. I don't care if they're attorneys, lawyers. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're kings, queens, presidents, dukes. I don't care who they are.
Come on,
if they are not, they don't have the Holy Spirit in them, they don't repent before it's too late and give their life to God, if they continue to live the life that they're doing, being evil and wicked, these people in Hollywood, these entertainers, they've sold their soul. Don't you think for one that these folks are getting away? They are enjoying now, but time is up. Time is up. Yes, sir. Time is up. It is over with. All this stuff people are doing, these popes and these false religions up here having sex with kids and boys and girls, it's over with. Time is up.
It's over.
Time is up. And they're going to burn, amen, if they don't repent, in the lake of fire and sulfur and brimstone. They're going to burn for all eternity. And you can have that reward, amen. And ain't no escape. Ain't no breaks. Ain't no showers to cool you off. Ain't no snow and ice. Ain't none of that. Amen. It ain't no joke. Amen. It ain't no joke. It ain't no break. Amen. It ain't no coming out for a five-minute break, 10-minute break, a million-year break. No, it ain't none of that. It's going to be pain. And the lake of fire is worse than hell. The lake of fire is going to be so bad that you ain't going to be able to think. It's gonna be so much torment. You ain't gonna have time to think about your brothers or your sisters or where people at. That's how much pain you're gonna be in. You're gonna be able to take a break. Lord have mercy.
Yes,
who won't that? Who would want that? But Paul But Paul said that if you believe in God, give your life to Christ. Amen. That God got something for you. Amen. God is Christ wants you to be there with him. God wants you to be in heaven with him. Paul said, as it is written, I hadn't seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. See, God has meant to go prepare a place for you, for you, for me, for Elder Bazaar. He has went to go prepare a place of love, joy, peace, happiness. My God. Who wouldn't want to be a part of it? And I bet the fruit trees are just so delicious. Man, you don't have to eat, but if you want to eat, you can. If you want something to drink, amen, the best clean water, if you want some, amen, you're going to be able to have, amen, the things of heaven. And you're going to get to enjoy them for all eternity. fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters in Christ. You're going to get the fellowship with the Old Testament saints. You're going to get to see Noah, Enoch, David, amen, Christ, amen, all the disciples, amen, all the prophets. Lord, have mercy. You're going to get to enjoy all these saints for all eternity. Man, you're going to get to laugh and just be have a joyous time. No more waking up going to some stinking job. Let's just tell the truth. Amen. You ain't got to get up and hear people fussing and complaining and yapping. You ain't got to worry about this, people judging you and people measuring you. And if you measure up and all, you is no more of that. No more of that.
No
Amen.
More.
See, God is simple. God is simple. He made things simple. See, all he told Adam to do is just subdue the earth. And he said, those two trees you don't touch, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. But all these other stuff, all these other trees you can have, ain't no tell how many other fruit trees there were. Ain't no tell how many trees there were. He said, just don't touch these trees. See how simple and easy God is? See, man makes it complicated. Lucifer makes it complicated.
Yes, sir.
But not God. God makes it simple. All you got to do is just believe. You mean all I got to do is just have faith? That's it, just believe on him? That Christ died for my sins, that God raised him from the dead, and the scripture says, thou shalt be saved. That's all I got to do. That's it. And you will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And because the Holy Spirit will indwell you, it will begin to renew your mind. It will begin to renew your thinking and change your mind and your heart. And the love of God will begin to pour out of you. You begin to love brothers and sisters like you've never loved people before. You begin to forgive people that wronged you in the past. You don't have hang-ups anymore. You get over it. Because why? God is love, and he now lives in you. And this is what we want for you today. We want you to receive salvation and to receive the Lord and Savior Christ, amen, Jesus, the Christ Yahshua, as your Lord and Savior by the blood of the cross. Amen. By the blood, you are saved. That's all you got to do is give your life to God, amen. The brother spoke a good word, amen, good word. But people have they love the world so much, they just find it hard to give up the world, amen, give up cussing, drinking, bullmongering, stealing, lying, cheating, conniving, amen. But God will deliver you from all of that.
Amen.
All that God will deliver you from. All you have to do is just come to him today. Receive salvation. Amen. By the blood, you are saved. The Lamb is worthy. If you want to miss the great tribulation, the brother said we are right around the corner, and I really do believe that. But I'm excited. This is an exciting time to be a child of the Most High God. This is a good time, brother, to be a child of God.
Amen.
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 It's a huge possibility, that we're going to get to witness Christ return to the earth. How exciting is that? That you get to see all the saints of God, all your loved ones from the past, your mom, oh my gosh. Man, that just makes me so excited. Amen. You have to realize my mom passed away when I was 8 years old. I didn't really get to know my mom. But I'll get to see her again, and we'll get to be all together for all eternity. And that's what we desire to do with our loved ones that have gone on in the past. They are in heaven resting. Amen. We're just waiting on Christ to return. When those horn blows, the Bible says that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us that are alive and remain shall be caught up. Amen. They don't want you to know the truth. The devil don't want you to know the truth. That's why so much preaching about money and prosperity. That's why some of these pastors got entourages and people opening the doors. But I don't need no man open the door for me. I go open my own door. What is that about? Amen. That ain't got nothing to do with God. I don't need somebody to shine my shoes for me. Amen. I don't need that. I shine my own shoes. Amen.
Yeah.
See, men have gotten so into self. And that's what these churches, this is what Lucifer has trained, and we are the Laodicean church.
Come on, talk to it.
Sticking our chests out. Look at me. Look at my suit. Look at my $2,000 shoe. Just all kind of ridiculous stuff going on in the church. Look at my $100,000 car. That don't mean nothing, because if you die today, somebody's going to be fighting over it.
Woo!
It don't matter about how much money you got in your bank account. It don't matter about who your last name is. If your last name is Jackson, Johnson, Jones, Scott, you don't matter what your last name is. Amen. That, none of that matters, because the Bible says that I'm going to get a new name when I go to heaven. Amen,
yeah.
Doctor. I'm going to have a new name. This name here, this is just my temporal name. This is my earthly name. But he said, I'm going to make all things new. We're going to get a new body. Lord, have mercy. You're going to have a beautiful garment. You're not going to need these clothes. They get old. We know after we get 2 or 3 years, we want new clothes. Amen. They get worn out. They get dingy. Amen. The threads begin to come out. Amen. We don't want them no more. But God said, I'm going to give you a robe, a garment that's going to be beautiful, that's going to shine brighter than the sun. You're going to be and then you're going to get a crown. And depending on how you live, you may get multiple crowns. Lord have mercy. Amen. I'm going to find my assignment sheet that I had in school. We did an assignment on that about the crowns you're going to receive. I'm going to make sure to get that paper and teach on that. Amen. So you'll know what the scriptures are that talk about the different crowns that you're going to receive. In fact, amen, I may have it in one of my little books. Amen. You're going to get crowns. Lord have mercy. Just for being a child of God, just for enjoying the return of Christ at his rejoicing, you're going to get a crown. Man, you're going to be beautiful. You don't even know what to do with yourself. You're going to get a brand new body. You're going to blink in this old, wretched body. Amen. This body that's aging, that's dying. Amen. This body got weight on it now. It's got stress marks. Amen. Doctor, I lost my muscles. Amen. Me and my buddy, we was talking about how we were such athletes. Amen. 30 years ago. Amen. This and that, how we can lift this much weight and how we was this fast. We used to talk about them days ago. Amen. But you're going to get a new body. Amen. I'll probably have her again. Amen.
Yeah,
and you're going to get a new body. Amen. Doctor, I ain't going to need glasses no more. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I can see. Oh, God, he's going to give me some new eyes.
New eyes.
Amen, doctor.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to give you, your body ain't going to ache. If you had surgeries, you're going to heal all that. If you lost him, he's going to repair all that. Amen. It don't matter what's going on. He's going to fix you.
Fix you.
He's going to fix you. You're going to be new. Lord have mercy. You're going to look young again, beautiful. You ain't going to know what to do with yourself. And you're going to get to live for all eternity. If thousands and thousands and millions of years pass, and we know that in eternity there is no time, but I'm just giving you an idea of what to look forward to. Lord have mercy. What did it say over in John 3:15? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what perish, but have everlasting life. He didn't say temporary life. He didn't say just a short period of time. He said everlasting life. And when you have everlasting life, you can't lose everlasting life. That would make the scripture alive. That's why we say once saved, always saved, because when something is everlasting, it's eternal. You can't lose it. It's impossible to lose it. That's the power of my God. That's the power of the Almighty God, that he's going to redeem you, and you're going to be with him for all eternity.
Yes. Hey.
Go ahead, doctor.
Hey, man. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Good word. Good word. It comes from the word of God. We know for a fact that Satan wants to fool the world by religion, and he has done, I can't say a good job, but he's done a job excellent because of the people not believing in the word of God and not taking God's word seriously. That's why people are being deceived, because they don't read the word of God. They don't believe the word of God. How can you attain faith? How can you hear without a preacher? How can you preach unless God sent him? If God don't send him, you ain't going to hear the word. But God got to send him. And when God sends somebody, he sends them in power and great glory. When he sent John the Baptist coming through the wilderness, the only thing John the Baptist said, the only thing that he said, he didn't say nothing else. He said, I shall decrease and he shall increase. And then he said, repent.
Amen.
Repent. Repent. And repent means to make a 180 degree turn.
Yeah.
You're going one direction, but you make 180 degrees to turn and go back the way you came from.
That's right.
And you recognize that you are a sinner and you have sinned against a holy God. Now, what makes God's holiness so powerful? Because he is self-existence. He will always be holy. He will always love. He will always be eternal. He will never cease to be. He is the one, the only one, of the only one, of the only one that exists with power, great glory. And the greatest thing that God did is his greatest sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. There was no other sacrifice. I don't think the world is getting a hold of that. I don't think the drunk and the liar is getting a hold of that. He is the only sacrifice made by God to redeem man from sin. No other name. No other name. No other denomination. Denomination cannot get you to heaven. You can't go to heaven because you're a Baptist or you're a Presbyterian or you're apostolic. You can't go to heaven that way. That's just a name. The Baptist ain't died for me. The Catholic ain't died for me. No denomination or cult have sacrificed anybody. Oh, listen to what I'm saying. The only thing that the devil done, he sacrificed animals and he sacrificed people. He sacrificed a lot of garbage and give it to people to believe in that. And they call that a religion. There's over 4,200 different kinds of religion in America. 4,200 different kinds of religion in America. Here we go. I'm going to give you a few. Number one, there's a religion called Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witness does not believe in the blood sacrifice. You got that? They don't believe in the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. They don't believe that he died and came back from the grave with all power in heaven and earth. They do believe that he's coming back. But he's coming back and skip. They're trying to skip the 7-year tribulation. They don't believe in the 7-year tribulation, the Jehovah's Witness. When Christ comes, he's going to come and set the millennial kingdom. But before Jesus Christ come back to set the millennial kingdom, there has to be a rapture. And the rapture is the rapture of the church. Okay.
Right.
They don't believe in the blood sacrifice. Humanism. They don't believe in the blood sacrifice. The occults, all the occults of the world deny, flatly out deny the blood sacrifice of the Lord God Almighty and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The evolutions don't believe in the blood sacrifice. Evolution believes, they say, you come from amoeba, and the amoeba turned to a monkey, and the monkey to a baboon. And then you turn to an ape. And then from an ape, you come to a manhood. And when a manhood, that's where we at now. But I gotta scratch my head on that. Because this monkey one time heard this man talking about that man came from a monkey, that the monkey came from man. And the monkey looked at the man and told the man, say, look, I don't believe that we came from your type of breed. And the man said, why don't you think that? He said, look, we monkeys and we apes, we have respect for each other. We don't fight unless we got to fight. We take care of our own people. We got our own territory. We don't kill each other and rape each other. No, we don't do that. Now, the human race does everything but that. They rape, they kill, they lie, they cheat, they backbite. So what I'm trying to say, if the monkey had that much sense to realize that he can prove to mankind, because man is so violent, man is so vicious, man is so mean. But what it is, man is operated by Satan, and Satan is beyond any archangel, cherubim that God ever made that became corrupt. And when he became corrupt, he came to care about nothing about God Almighty. He don't care nothing about the human race. He don't care nothing about the family. He don't care nothing about the teenagers. He don't care nothing about marriage. He don't care nothing about nothing, because his main thing is to destroy, kill, and rob, and that's what he's doing today. So evolutionary, don't believe in the blood sacrifice. Witchcraft, no sacrifice. Atheism, no sacrifice. Buddhism, no sacrifice. Taoism, no sacrifice. Secularism, no sacrifice. Islam, do not believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh.
We got Muslims that teach that the white man is the devil, and they teach that Jesus Christ was just a mere man, that he was a man that Allah is in control of. They don't believe in the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. They got a form of godliness, but they don't have the power and the love of Jesus Christ in their heart through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So you got a whole
Amen.
Bunch of people there that's lost. You got Judaism. Judaism is a little closer to what? It's a little closer to Christianity, because Judaism, they offer sacrifices of animals. And God instituted that in the Old Testament. But God wasn't pleased with them sacrifices. He just used them as a type of shadow, because blood of animals could not take away sin. An animal has never been resurrected from the dead. An animal can't resurrect itself. An animal can't talk. An animal can't do miracles. An animal can't talk back. So that blood sacrifice was a type and shadow of a better sacrifice. And God is the only one that had the sacrifice eligibility to come down here and die and suffer for mankind, because we were made in the image of God. Jesus Christ said, you see me, you've seen the Father already. I'm in the Father and the Father in me. We are an image of God, both spiritually and both physically. And so God sent his own Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh, who knew no sin. But by him knowing no sin, he became sin. In other words, he took our sin. He took your sin. He took every sin of the world and nailed it to the cross, so that man could, so he could pay the debt for man's sin. And man is saying today, this is what man is saying. I don't want it. I don't need it. You can tell Jesus. You can tell the Father. You can tell the angels. Keep it. That's what the world is saying. I'm going to do my own thing, and I'm going to get to heaven without the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, you are lying. You're a face lie. You a white lie. You a black lie. You a yellow lie. Because no man, no woman, nobody can ever come and approach a holy God in a sinful state. Woo!
Amen.
God is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. And I want to know, if you ain't holy tonight, who's been working on you? Well, I can tell you how I became holy. I became holy by coming down at the foot of the cross and let that blood flow from Emmanuel's vein. And when that blood flow from Emmanuel's vein and run down through my soul and spirit, it cleans all my guilt and stain. And now I can look at my hands, and my hands look new. I can look at my feet, and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul has been satisfied. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you got to have a new life before you can get to heaven. And that new life can only come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We got the paganism. We got all those that worship animals and worship of goats and worship statues. We got paganism in the government. Illuminati's in the government. We got secret societies in the government. We got all kinds of wickedness in the government. We got witchcraft in the government. No blood. We got Hinduism. No blood. We got spiritualism. No blood. We got Habaya. No blood. We got schizoism. No blood. We got Scientology. No blood. We got the deists. No blood. We got voodoo. We got hoodoo. We got Shindu. You got Satanism. You got circularism. You got Mormonism. And you got denominations such as the Presbyterians and the Baptists. Oh, yes, they teach about Bible fundamentals, but some in there is not keeping to the doctrines of the Word of God. And the Word of God says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go in there. Many people
right.
Going to go to hell. Many people are going to go to hell. And, you know, I don't get a joy out of saying that, but Jesus already done said it. He said it 2,000 years ago. Isaiah said it. Isaiah said, hell shall enlarge itself. And hell is getting bigger
Amen.
Every day. And God is opening up the earth now on every continent, on every item.
Yeah.
Volcanoes are speaking out lava. And people
yeah.
are going up on the mountain looking at it as entertainment. But God is warning the world. It's going to, next time, it's going to burn by fire. And inside the earth, there is billions and billions of gases and billions of sulfur and billions of brimstone inside the earth. And it's coming up out of the earth. And God is wakening up the society, letting them know, you see all that fire down there? That's the gateway to hell. And the devil mm. knows it. And the devil knows he had a short time. And he's trying to get everybody to go to hell with him.
That's
and
right.
those that follow him, he's going to catch them by the hand and take them to hell. And when he gets to hell, he's going to let them go and say, now,
yeah.
I told you so. I told you so. I told you you didn't have to go to the cross. But I didn't tell you that if you didn't go to the cross, you would end up in hell. So the only way you're going to hear the truth is from the Word of God. And people don't want the Word of God. They want to
Amen.
Go to their own. And the Word of God is the only thing that can convert a man from darkness into the marvelous light. We're living in the age of supersonic, atomic bombs, neutron bombs, A bombs.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in an age of bacteria diseases. Are spreading the earth. Sexual diseases is almost unable to find a vaccination to get rid of them. A lot of people say, oh, man, yes, they can. Gonorrhea, syphilis, STD, all kinds of sex viruses that spread in the world, and people continue on sinning. They say, well, I'm going to get my goodies. I don't care if I have to go to hell. I'm going to get it. And they'll get you. People are getting their money. Saying, I'm going to get my money. I don't care. I'm going to get my house. I'm going to get my real estate. I'm going to
yeah.
get everything I can. Until one night, Jesus is going to call out and say, thou fool, your soul, good God Almighty, your soul
yes.
is required to me this night.
This
Many
night.
People are dying right now. Rich folks are dying because the Scripture says Jesus called out to him, says, you're a fool. And when Jesus called you a fool, brother, you're a fool. And the
Amen.
Reason he called you that is because you are going to lose your soul instead of receiving eternal life. And people today want destruction more than they want eternal life. And the brother gave us an illustration how heaven is going to be. It's going to be far beyond our minds can even comprehend. There will be no more killing, no more racial distrust, no
Amen.
More NAW, no more KKK, no more skinheads, no more people marching the peace, no more war. Good God Almighty, no more hospitals, no more sane asylum, no more jailhouses, no more prisons, no more robbery, no more policemen, no more killing and murdering and raping. It's going to be a place where it's always howdy. And never goodbye. It's a place
right.
where songs will be sung joyfully. There won't be no more, baby, I miss you. Baby, I love you. Baby, I need you. Ain't no more of that. Ain't no more footing loose. Ain't
Amen.
No more sidestepping and twerking. Ain't gonna be no more of that. If you dance,
Amen.
It's gonna be a whole. Oh my God! Ain't no more drinking. If it's any drinking, it's gonna be from the fountain of living water. Good God Almighty!
That's right.
Ain't no more killings. Ain't no more marriages. No more divorces. No more going together. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing but love. Nothing but peace. Nothing but the animals going to be trained where you can sit down with the lion and play with the bear and look at the lamb. Oh, my God, my God. God is going to give somebody and everybody a position when you get to heaven. He's going to give you rewards when you get to heaven. I'm working on mine now. I'm working while it is day, but when night comes, no man can work.
Right.
And if I'm you, I start working on my faith. I start checking my faith and make sure that I come to the foot of the cross and make sure I repent of my sins and make sure I turn to the living God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be like John the Baptist. I shall decrease, but he shall increase. In other words, I'm going to let self be crucified that Christ may be ratified in my soul and in my spirit. Because one day, I said one day, hey, Lord have mercy, when the world is almost unfit to live in, one day, when the sun and the moon will have to shut down, one day, when the rivers dry and the waters turn to blood, one day when the angels come down from heaven and put one foot on the land and one on the sea and hold a little book up in his hand, and he's going to say the time that now shall be no longer. And nobody ain't going to be singing no religious song. They're going to be singing, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. I know it was the shed blood of Jesus Christ that went down into the grave and stayed down there. And when he stayed down there, he had a school going on. He went to the patriarch and told him everything is all right now. And he went over into the spirit world and went over into the demon world, went over into the wicked spirit, told him, I got the victory. Mm-hmm. Because one day, 3 days from now, I'm going to rise on top side. Huh. And the demons tremble when they heard that. They heard that. They said, oh, man, we in trouble. Because when he get up out the grave, you know what? When he get out the grave, that means that he is God. That means that he resurrected himself. That means he is the Christ. He is the anointed one. He is the only one. He is the only one that can redeem man's soul from sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil are trembling today. They're trembling
right.
Like a loose hinge on the gates of hell. They're scared of the church. Some part of the church, the devil is scared. And some part of the church, the devil is boldly walking in, taking
Amen.
Over people. Taking over their minds and getting their minds off of everything so they won't have their mind on their soul. And the world is saying, oh, all that trash, all that old garbage, just like Paul when he was in Athens and he preached up on Mars Hill. He went up on Mars Hill and began to preach the gospel, and a couple of those Stoics men came out and philosophers came out and said, what are these guys talking about? They sound like they ain't a bunch of blabbers. And what they were doing, Paul was preaching, save Jesus and him crucified. And they said, we ain't never heard no doctrine like that. And the world today is not hearing the doctrine of the Godhead. They're not hearing it. The TV ministries are not preaching the doctrine of the Godhead. What's the doctrine of the Godhead, Brother Bazaar? The doctrine of the Godhead is that Jesus Christ is God all by himself, came in the flesh, suffered on Calvary's cross, got up from the grave. That's the doctrine of the Godhead. Ain't no other doctrine in the Bible higher than that doctrine. And the world, the preachers, are not telling them about this greatest doctrine in the Bible. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. If you don't believe
right.
that he's God Almighty, I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. Just let me read this in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to show you where this Christ that I'm talking about is magnificent. It's extra, 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 extra overwhelming. John the Revelator. John the Revelator looks at the book of Revelation in the first chapter. In the 12th verse, it says, John on the island of Patmos, getting ready to write about the seven churches of Asia Minor. And when he began to write the seven churches of Asia Minor, Christ appeared unto him. And John described him in the 12th verse. He said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. Being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed in a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hands were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes was a flame of fire. His feet were like in the fine brass, as if to burn in the furnace. And his voice was a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in strength. And John, good God Almighty, this is what John done. He said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand on me, said unto me, fear not, for I am the first and I am the last. I am he that Amen. Liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Have the keys of hell and death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which thou art, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Good God Almighty, this is Jesus Christ in his glorified body. And the only way he could have a glorified body, he was God in the flesh. And he glorified himself. And John the Revelator, the beloved disciple, had to bow down. Listen to what I'm saying. He had to bow down and he fell down like a dead man. Now, do you think if John had to bow down and almost die,
yes,
until the Lord put his right hand on his shoulder and said, John, don't fear. Don't fear. I am he that was dead, but now I'm alive and live forevermore. How can Amen. A man even approach? How can a sinful man ever approach the glorified Christ, that Christ would touch him and tell him, fear not? And people are talking about they're going to hell and living like the devil himself. They're going to heaven because they sing in the choir. They're going to heaven because they got a nice dress on. They're going to heaven because they're young and flamboyant and they got an education. They're going to heaven because my daddy was a preacher or my sister was a missionary. They're going to heaven because my color, my skin is so smooth. And I'm so good looking. I'm too good looking to go to hell. No, you're not too good looking to hell, but you're simple enough to go to hell. The devil don't deceive people thinking they're going to heaven on their looks. You ain't going to heaven on nothing. Zero.
Amen.
You're going to heaven on the grace of God and the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on Calvary Cross,
Amen.
And that's it. I-T. What part don't you understand? The I or the T? And I love y'all out there. And I got to express it like that. I'm expressing it like that in love. Because the Bible says, if you just confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You need to come to him right now. You need to bow your heads wherever you are. And if you got a friend, you need to call him up somewhere, some down the line. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a hard winter. It's going to be a testing winter. It's going to be a winter like never before. It's going to be a winter where people are going to have to move in with their relatives. Ooh, it's going to be a place where men are going have to come together. The family's going to have to come together because it's going to be a crash. There's going to be a war in Jerusalem.
Yep.
There's going to be confrontations. There's going to be famines. There's going to be diseases more spreading that they ain't going to have time enough to find a vaccine. Good God Almighty. It's going to be a weird year coming up. We already can feel it. I can feel it. I can see it. God is going to chastise America. He's going to let the hammer fall. He's going to let the preachers know, y'all ain't doing your job. Y'all just getting the money and getting your car and getting your house, but you ain't preaching the word of God. You ain't preaching to the people that I'm getting ready to come back to this planet, and I'm going to straighten it out.
Amen.
And the Lord, you're going to straighten out his rainbow, too. Because our society and the gays and the punks and the fags have tried to discredit the rainbow. And the government is saying,
right.
Oh, that's all right. The people say, oh, let the gay be the gay. But God said, gayism, homosexuality, incest is abomination to me. And he ain't going to change.
Right.
You can get mad, but after a while you'll be glad. Because it will never enter the kingdom of God. And yes, and still, God loves you, but he don't love that sin. He
Amen.
Don't love slavery, and he's not going to compromise and shake your hand and say, well, you're a little better than that. He said, I got some blood. I got some blood that can sanctify you.
That's
I got
right.
some blood that can wipe out your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. I can clean you up like a brand new baby. I can wash your mind, wash your mouth, wash your eye, wash your ears, wash everything, and clean you up that you can become a loving, loving, compassionate, humble person in my eyesight.
That's right.
But the world won't be humble no more. Yet still, God didn't humble them. Paul said, at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue will confess. My friends out there, I love you. Brother Tim loves you. We are
Amen.
Doing this not for fame or glory. We're not doing this because we ain't got nothing else to do. We're doing this to let you get acquainted to Jesus Christ because we don't want you. We don't want you. I don't want you. And I don't even know. I don't know most of you. I don't even know, but you're hearing me. I don't want you to go to hell. That's what I don't want. My soul quenches when I hear about 700,000 people done died from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And I wonder, Lord have mercy, good God Almighty, I wonder how many of those people were saved. How many? How many died with Christ in their life? It frightens
yes.
me. It terrifies me. And I don't know about being burned no more than 2 seconds. And buddy, just to get burnt on the stove with grease and burn
yes,
my thing, it hurts. It hurts. Or you get in the shower where the water's too hot. It hurts.
Come on, doctor.
But just think, if you leave this world without Jesus Christ in your life, you're going to spend eternity separated from God in a lake of fire. Now, what in the world are you thinking about? That little money that you got ain't worth a hill of beans. That little pretty girlfriend you got, she going to get old. That car you got going to get old. The tire's going to rot off. Or the motor going to break down. That house you got on, the house that you own, when you're dead and gone, it still might be here. All the prestige and fame and education that you got, it's going to go. But if you go without Christ, don't be like the rich man in Lazarus. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and cried out to Abraham to tell Lazarus, man, come down here and stop by the Oasis water fountain and put some water on your tip of your finger. I didn't ask for a glass of water. I didn't ask for a barrel of water. I didn't tell you to give me the Great Lake to put some water on me and give me a shower.
That's right.
I said, just put a little drop on the tip of your finger.
Mm.
And let me find out what 98.2 feel like. Because that's your body temperature. 98.2, 98.7, 97.2, that's your body temperature. But hell is far beyond, millions of degrees more than your body temperature. And in hell, you'll recognize that you were the biggest fool in the world, the biggest fool in the world to renege the greatest sacrifice that God ever made.
Yes.
And it was God's great sacrifice because God is great. It was a great sacrifice. And since God is so great, it costs a great price to redeem man, and that was his blood. And if you reject that blood, you got to pay for your own sins. Don't pay for your own sins. Please don't pay for your own sins. Let Jesus Christ pay for your sins.
Amen.
And I can say right now, I know where I'm going when I
die. Yes.
Thank God. Amen. I know where I'm going. And I'm not going off of my own merits. I'm not going because maybe I think I'm a little cute, a little handsome, or whatever you want to say. I'm not going because I go to church. I'm not going because I can sing a little bit in the choir. I'm not going because I can, do a little church work in that. I'm not going on that. I'm going on the sacrificial death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ came into my life at the age of 9 years old. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And he have a
name.
And he won't leave you if you accept him and give your life. And guess what? I ain't had a dull moment the day I accepted Christ. I know I sinned. I did some things that I wouldn't pat myself on the back.
Amen. Amen. We all have.
I ain't no sinless person. No. I ain't sinless until I meet Jesus. Because I
still
got this body to deal with. I got this sinful body to work with. And it can get very, very arousing. It can get very painful. The devil still can get you those fleshly thoughts to cause you to sin. But thank God, he paid. He paid it. And every time he accuses me, I point him to the cross. Hey, Satan, look at the cross, would you? Look at it. What do you see? And if he tells the truth, he'll tell me, I see you. I see your sins on that cross. And you know what? If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm gonna lose your soul. Your soul can't be mine no more. And the devil said to people today, don't accept that cross. As long as you don't accept Jesus Christ, the devil says, I got your soul. And he'll make a monkey out of you. He'll make you stupid. He'll make you ignorant. He'll make you an atheist. And there ain't no such thing as an atheist, because when they get ready to die, he going to call on Jesus. You better feel a little bit of that fire down there. He'll say, oh, Jesus, save me. I know what I'm talking about. Don't you think a man going to go around talking about there ain't no God, he ain't going to never need no God. If he go to hell, well, he's just a lost soul. But if he ever feel a touch of hell and heat, and if he don't repent of his sin and turn from his wicked way, if he miss heaven, he's going to wish to hell that he would have accepted Jesus Christ. Excuse my expression.
Amen.
So what I'm saying tonight, me and Brother Tim was putting out an APB bulletin. Time is out. It's time to get right with God.
Amen.
The only way you can get right is through Jesus Christ. I'm going to say this and I'm going to finish up. I'm going to give it to Brother Tim. I was talking about the coronavirus and how they are now making it mandatory that you get a shot. If you don't get the shot, you can't participate in the world affairs. You can't go to work. You can't go to certain places. You got to cover your face up. You got to give proof that you got the shot, and the world has accepted it. The government has accepted it because the government is planning it up. The Illuminati's is planting up bush. And all those are Illuminati. People don't know that, but they're Illuminati. They're Satan worshipers. Obama and all those presidents are Satan worshipers. They worship the devil under disguise.
That's
they look like they're telling the truth, but they're a lying wonder. Amen. They're a lying wonder. They're lying up sleep. They'll lie if they had a chance to get gain for the world. But all this year, coronavirus is a setup. More
That's
devastating than the OK Corral. More devastating than Napoleon at Waterloo. More devastating than the Japanese and Pearl Harbor. He's setting up the world for the final and the ultimate, the ultimate computer chipping of the human race through technology. Technology is running man. Don't get me wrong. Man is not running this country. It's technology. It's computers. It's the iPhone, the Facebook. It's the YouTube. It's brainwashing a lot of people. A lot of things on Facebook is brainwashing. A lot of people on YouTube brainwashing. Instagram brainwashing. And people believe that. And when they believe that, they when the time comes for the mark of the beast. Now the mark of the beast don't come on the scene until the middle of the tribulation. So the middle of the tribulation, that means the coronavirus at that time will probably be kind of like quiet down a little bit. But when the stock market falls and the Antichrist goes into the temple and the Antichrist is resurrected from the dead by the fall of Satan from heaven in the first and second heaven, he will energize and incarnate himself into the Antichrist, and Antichrist will get up and become the beast. And he would go into the temple, which the Jews were going preparing to build now. He would go into the temple and remove the Ark of the Covenant and set in the temple with the Ark of the Covenant in the temple and call himself God. Apostle Paul spoke on he as God, said in the temple as God, trying to be like God. That's the devil himself, Lucifer, that fell from heaven trying to raise a kingdom down here, and he's going to tell the world, listen, if you don't fall down and worship the image of the beast, you will not be able to buy a roll of toilet paper.
That's
You won't be able to get in your car. You won't be able to own your house. You won't be able to own nothing until you receive that mark on your forehead or on the back of your hand. And you're gonna forget the coronavirus because you already been programmed under the coronavirus to receive a shot in order for you to have public awareness of having business done. So when the mark of the beast comes, everybody will say, man, I got to keep my car. Man, I got to keep my bank account. I got to keep my bank. So what you actually do when you see the mark of the beast, you're selling your soul.
That's right.
You're selling your soul. You don't sell your soul to Satan for a mess of pottage. You don't sell your birthright to receive Jesus Christ and gave up the birthright of being born again and receive the mark of the beast so that you can have a bowl of beans sitting on your table. And that's what the coronavirus is a setup.
That's it, doctor.
Blind. Preachers are blind. It's not telling the congregation.
That's right.
Tell the congregation. Look, we are in the last days. We are in the time of modern technology. We are in a time where men can take control of your mind through computer chipping. We've
That's
got
right.
600 satellites circling the earth that can hit every part of the country at one time, and you can see everything at one time on an iPhone.
Amen.
And on an iPhone, we can detect exactly where you at through your iPhone. And this computer chip will be a GPS to know exactly
That's right.
where you at. You can't get away. That's what the coronavirus is bringing up on our modern generation. And our generation is so smart that they're really dumb.
Amen.
Because you can be smart. You can be so smart and still be a dummy. And don't get me wrong, I'm not calling nobody no names out there. Amen.
Amen.
But some people are so smart, they are really a dumb baby.
That's it. That's it.
And I think you're the dumbest person in the world, the most stupid person in the world, is to be born in sin, shaped in iniquity, living in sin. When Jesus Christ came down and died for your sins and gave his son for eternal life, and you walk on this face of the earth for 60, 50, 40, 20, 10 years and ignore the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, and you die without Jesus Christ, you stupid. You let the devil make stupidity out of you. Ain't nothing in this world dying for. Jesus told Satan, after Satan tried to tell Jesus, sell your soul to me. And if you sell your soul to me, I'll give you. That's how stupid he is. A dumbbell. He's telling Jesus, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Not realizing he just had the world for temporary. The world belongs to the Lord and everything that dwell in. Huh?
Amen.
It already God. He's just playing with it. And he's tempting man with it to deter his soul's salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says this, and Brother Tim, we're going to run it down for you. What profit a man that gain the whole world and his soul? What
Amen.
Would a man give in exchange for his soul? A pretty woman? Money? Fame? Glory? A new house? Fine clothes? Many cars? Man is selling out. Judas sold out.
Amen.
He sold Jesus for $52.
Mm.
He said, I'll tell you who is Jesus by the kiss. I'm not going to hit him. I'm going to kiss him. And the one I kiss, absolutely, that's the one that I want. There's a lot of kissing going on in the church. Y'all don't hear me. There's
Amen.
A lot of kissing going on. And it's deceitful kissing.
That's
people
right.
People being deceived in the church. People going hell
yeah.
to the church. By it's fooling you. Don't be a fool. Be a saint. Be a Christian. Be a regenerated man and serve the living God. Brother Tim, walk with me a little bit. Go ahead. Take it off.
Amen, doctor. Amen. Awesome
Amen.
Word today. Amen. Doctor, you on fire. Amen. 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 All glory be to the Most High. Amen. This is not about any shape, form, or fashion. Amen. But this is about me and soul. Amen. God promised Adam in the garden. He made a promise to Adam. Read the book of Enoch. He said, I'm going to redeem man. Amen. I'm going to save you. I'm going to give you a second chance, a second opportunity.
Come on, man.
And this is your opportunity now, not when you die. There ain't no, what they call it, purg or
purgatory.
Purgatory, that's what it is, amen.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out what that word was yesterday, a purgatory. Man, they told me about that right out of high school. They said, you never heard of purgatory? I said, what in the world is that? They believe that there are people out here that you got to be careful. There's so many false religions out here. They believe that God going to give you a second chance after you did. No, that's another lie from the pits of hell. Your chance
yeah.
and opportunity is right now while you have the breath breathing in your body and while your soul is warm and hot in your body. The brother said that your temperature is 98 degrees while your blood is running hot in your body. This is your chance and opportunity now, not when you die. Amen. God
no.
is giving you your opportunity as we speak and preach to you. And if you fail to adhere and to change your life and to give your soul to Christ and to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, before you leave this world, your soul will be lost. Amen. And on your way to hell, if death is carrying you to hell, you will remember this opportunity. Hear me well, you're going to remember. When you die, it don't stop, amen, unless you're saved. Amen. Then he said, I will give your soul rest. But for the unbelievers, there is no rest. There will never be rest. No rest. So as soon as you die in this life, Lord have mercy. Now I just think about the people who've been cutting up in this world, shooting, killing, stealing, getting drunk and drinking and partying, getting out and having wrecks and killing people, killing themselves. There is no second chance. There is no chance to come back from that. Once your soul is lost, it is lost for all eternity. There is no second chance. Amen. You read the story about the rich man. Amen. And what did he say? He said, I have brothers on this earth. Amen. The 16th chapter. He said, for I have five brothers that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Man, don't you think for a moment that hell's a place of partying, fun. I guarantee you, everybody that said that and left this world wish they could take it back. They wish they can come back and tell their loved ones, man, whatever you do, as the brother said, go to New York, go to Vegas, go to Timbuktu, but whatever you do, don't go to hell. Come to Dallas if you want to. Come to Texas, amen, if you want to, but don't go to hell. And that's real. Amen. We mean that from the bottom of our hearts because we love you. I know that this word is not something that everyone is hard, it's tough, but it's real. Amen.
It's real.
We give it to you because we love you. I remember when I used to cut up and my parents used to whoop me or spank me. It was tough. It was hard. You hear some parents say, it hurt me more than it hurt you. I never understood that. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Like, no, it don't hurt you more than it hurts me. And I'm the one getting the beat. Amen.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What they were saying was, amen, that we don't want you to be lost. The Bible said if you chastise a child, the Bible says you will save their soul from hell. That's real. That's true. All these people out here that don't get no discipline, they just run wild. Nobody ever discipline. They just cutting up. But discipline is good for you. God said he chastises us because he loves us. We got chastised coming up because why? Our parents loved us. And that was to keep us from doing wrong and to keep us going right on a straight path. Our dads always tell us, you know, don't get out here and embarrass me because he was a pastor in the city. And everybody knew the Jackson boys, amen, because we was all the six boys. And so, again, you know, we want you to repent. We want you to come to Christ. Man, the brother spoke an awesome word today, amen. The brother's always on fire, amen, but he was definitely on fire today. Amen. The Holy Spirit is working. Amen. We see all the things that's going on in the world today. Amen. God is warning us. I don't see how people in the church, it's like the people out in the world getting saved, and it's like the church is still asleep. Like the brother said, the pastor is still preaching motivational speeches and talking about money and when this pandemic is over with, man, please. As the brother said, it may subside at the half of the tribulation, but by that time, man, so many people are going to be died on this planet. So much treacherous things is going to happen during the great tribulation, and you don't want to be here. Amen.
When Amen.
Horns go, and you are still left behind on this earth. Man, there are so many different movies and videos out there. If you want to watch the movies just to give you an eye, just a glimpse, because those movies are just light compared to what's going to take place on this planet. Those movies are very light, but they give you an idea of what's going to happen when those horns blow. Man, let me tell you right now, the brother said, it's going to be wicked, and them demons are waiting at the gate. Oh, man, they wait. They just can't be. They can't wait to come up on the earth out of
Lord,
that
darkness.
Amen, to come out and torment men. And, man, I tell you right now, I am so glad right now for my soul being saved. I know the brother is so grateful and glad that his soul is saved. Amen. We just want you to receive salvation. We don't want nobody to be lost. I don't care if you are a thief or a whoremonger, a liar, a stealer. I don't care what you are, where you fall at when it comes to what it says over in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verse 15. I don't care if you're a dog, a sorcerer, a whoremonger, a murderer, an adulterer, whosoever loveth the lie. It don't matter where you fall. We don't want you to be lost. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
And eternity is yours. There are so many people that are getting saved. That's what I'm excited about. It's so many people outside the world, outside the church, getting saved. The church trying to go back. My brother was talking about that. He said so many pastors out here are complaining about they can't pay the bill. They can't pay the building rent. They can't pay their bills. Man, that age is gone. It's over with. It ain't coming back. Amen. They better get out here and start preaching the truth and start talking about Christ is on his way back and tell the church. The main thing is that we tell the people that to get ready. That's what we are talking about. Time is up. We want the church to get ready. We talking about the people who are lukewarm. We're not talking about the people that already believe. We're not talking to the people. But if you do believe, amen, spread the word. Spread the gospel. Go out here and teach people. Amen. Tell people about Christ. We want people to get saved. We don't want nobody to be lost. Amen. Get out here and spread the gospel. Amen. Get out here and receive more rewards. Amen. For your eternal life, because that's where it's at.
Yes.
Not this stuff here. Yes. As the brother said, your car is going to break down one day. Amen. These pretty women going to get old and out of shape. These good-looking men going to get old and get out of shape. Amen. We're going to get good. I guarantee you, amen, you live like my brothers used to tell me when I was young, man. I thought I was bad. Six-pack, muscles, playing football. Man, big legs, big old. I thought I was it. He said, but you know what my brother told me? It's funny. He said, yeah, you stick around long enough. He said, watch. I'm going to sit back and watch it. He said, you're going to get fat too. And he was right. He said, man, time passes by. Your hair, I thought I was it, man. Had hair. Man, that hair go. Man, that's it. Hair go.
That's it.
Gray. You look at your muscles. It's a part of life. Amen. It's okay to look good. We're not saying not to look good. Amen. But we're saying get God in your life. There are so many people out there that just in the mirror taking pictures all on social media. They half naked just flashing pictures. Ain't studying God. And the devil just wiped them out from the face of the planet. He just wiped them out.
Yes.
Satan is mad. Satan know his time is almost up. Man, let me tell you right now. If you don't think for one, that Lucifer and them demons are mad, them fallen angels are mad, oh, man, they are on fire. Why? Because you get an opportunity. They don't get a second chance to go back to heaven. This is it. What they have done, they have sinned against the Most High God. They have done so much evil things. They have revealed things to men. They have revealed things that are in heaven that man is not supposed to know. Amen. This is why where do you think all this knowledge and technology come from? This stuff was given to them by a fallen angel. Man, these people ain't that smart. Man been riding horses for thousands of years. And all of a sudden here recently we riding in cars and flying on planes. Man, you better hear what I'm saying, what the book of Daniel said. He said, how do you
know
the time of the end is near? Because knowledge will increase. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We just want you all to become saved. Amen. The Bible talks about how beautiful Revelation, the 21st and 22nd chapter, describes heaven, describes the gates. Oh, man, it's going to be so beautiful in heaven.
Awesome.
I can't wait. All eternity. It talks about the pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, just proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. I told you the other week about how beautiful Enoch described the throne of God, how beautiful God's throne was. Man, I can't wait to be in heaven. Beauty everywhere. I'm gonna turn back over to the brother. Heaven's gonna be so beautiful. Ain't no futuristic city in your mind that you could think of gonna match heaven. Heaven is gonna be beautiful, and it's gonna be forever progressive. In other words, you'll never get tired of it. There's gonna be always something new for all eternity. The newness will just continue. The beauty will just continue for all eternity. Never ceasing, never stop. Praise is going to go out your mouth. You're just going to be praising God continually. seriously, because it's going to be so beautiful, so wonderful. You're going to be thanking God that you've been delivered from this. And I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to get back to the brother. Man, look at here. Don't miss out on this. Man, we talking about what's going to happen after the judgment. Heaven is going to be so beautiful. God's going to shine so bright. There's not going to be a sun, a moon. There's going to be no need for nothing. A light, a lamp, any type of anything that you can think of, God's going to shine brightness for all eternity. His glory will shine. There ain't going to be a shadow casted nowhere. You're not going to see darkness nowhere. Everywhere you turn, nothing but light. No darkness, no, not a shadow nowhere. My God, thank you for your glory, Heavenly Father. Amen. If you want to know how to receive this blessing, it's free. Amen. We giving away the tickets. Amen. God, Christ has died on the cross. He's already paid the penalty for sin. Amen. Come on and get your glory-bound tickets. Amen. Like the Old Testament saints used to say, come on and get on the glory-bound train. Amen. It's Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Yahshuah, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just that easy. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's it. It's just that plain
and
simple. That's it.
That's it.
Brother, back over to you. Take over, doctor.
All right. Thank you, Brother Jackson. Thank you for your expertise in the word. And this is one verse in the Bible that you can never, never deny how simplicity it is to come to Christ. It's ABC. You can get a two-year-old or three-year-old to say ABC. He can say that. And that's how simple it is, amen, for
amen.
You to come to Christ. I don't care how low down, dirty you've been. I don't care how much unbelief you never believe in God or trust in Christ. Now is the time. Now is. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for another second from now, because tomorrow is not granted to you. Tomorrow may not never come to you. You might die tonight, and I hope you don't, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't control. But you might go tonight, and if you go tonight, listen, if you go tonight without Christ in your life, I'll guarantee you, you'll lift up your eyes in hell.
Yeah.
I don't want you to make that mistake. I want you to make the right decision right now. The Bible says confess, and before it says you confess, it says repent. Do you want to live a life for Christ? Don't you want to live for Christ? Don't you want to feel the power of Christ? Don't you want to have the joy of Christ? Don't you want to have eternal life like Christ? Christ will never die again.
Yes.
And if you accept him, you will never die. Only the death you will have to go through is a physical death. And you might not have to go through that, because if the rapture comes, we can all be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah,
and the only thing you
got
to do is confess. Confess what you are. Confess that you're a sinner. Confess you have sinned. Confess with your mouth. And what? Believe with your heart that God raised his son from the dead.
Yeah.
On the third morning. That's all you got to do. And you can get baptized by somebody, and let me tell you, the Lord will direct you. And get this now. If you don't get baptized and the rapture occurs, guess what? You're still going to heaven. Because
that's
water
right.
Don't say it. Water is a tip is a symbol of the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But the blood.
Come on, doctor.
His life, his blood, he's got the life in the blood. And that life is able to come into you now by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So
amen.
You can come to Christ like A, B, C. The only thing you've got to do, and I want to ask you to repeat after me, that you repent and turn from your wicked ways and confess with your mouth, Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead by the power